As wildfire season gets underway, Native American tribes in Oregon are cautiously preparing under the shadow of a COVID-19 pandemic. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
At a firefighter boot camp in Grand Ronde, new recruits prepare to dive into individual fire shelters. These flexible body-length coverings serve as a last resort tool when the user is overcome by fire. A trainer prepares to hit them with a few gusts from a leaf blower to simulate harsh winds that may hamper survival efforts. It's not just out-of-control wildfires that can threaten firefighters this year. COVID-19 is also on people's minds. Coordinators cut this year's five-day boot camp schedule to three, and firefighters who passed last year's training were grandfathered in for this season. Colby Drake is fire prevention manager for the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde. He shares other protocols in place this year.
Temperature checks, checking in daily with our staff and our employees, seeing where they are. Before we even get deployed to a fire assignment, we have to make sure that's all good.
Firefighting is a reliable and lucrative line of seasonal work for many tribal members across the nation. Drake hopes that firefighters safeguard themselves and their team should they suspect they have the coronavirus.
One of the things that we're really going to have to hammer home is integrity with people and telling the truth, whether they're sick or not feeling well, because at the end of the day, a lot of people are doing this job for making some good money, and that's the last thing they want to do is impact that opportunity for people.
Besides immediate health risks to Native firefighters, there's also threats to tribal communities should a fire be difficult to control. Tim Vredenberg is director of forest management for the Cow Creek Tribe. He says the pandemic and fire season can harm people with underlying conditions.
You know, when there's a global pandemic that affects the respiratory system, to have wildfire that could be contributing more particulate, more smoke into the atmosphere, aggravating respiratory health, I feel like initial attack and aggressive fire response is critical.
The combined threat of wildfires and COVID-19 this year also poses an economic threat. For many tribes, timber is a primary source of revenue after casinos. Cody Dizitel is Natural Resources Director for the Colville Tribes and a member of the Intertribal Timber Council. He says stretched or depleted resources can tax tribes' ability to protect their assets, as he saw on the Colville Reservation in 2015.
We had two big fires that broke on the reservation, had very few suppression resources because they were allocated to other places that had more communities and people at risk. So we ultimately saw about 250,000 acres burn on our reservation that year, about 800 million board feet of timber. It was probably $100 million worth of timber that burned up that year.
That destroyed acreage means less funding for tribal programs, including elder and youth services, adds Dizitel. He hopes the 2020 wildfire season is light, so there's less strain on firefighters and the tribe's well-being. Brian Bull, KLCC News.
Support for this coverage comes from Underscore.News, a reporting team focused on public service journalism based in Portland, Oregon.